There's a balance, and things are going to change. We have an opportunity to honor a lot of those traditions, depending on the scheduling model that's chosen. So we spent a lot of time on that. We've got more questions to answer as we go into the fall. We don't have to just pick something by the start of the season or by Thanksgiving. We have time that we want to use wisely, but we do need to have an answer. And, you know, seeing what happens with the CFP. I told the athletics directors and our presidents in Destin, you know, this summer we'll be able to have some questions answered. I just didn't understand what the questions that are being answered for us. And so as you wait, you learn from COVID, you have more information to make decisions. That said, you know, the two schools we add do add tradition. Mm-hmm. So there's the Texas-Oklahoma game, the return of Texas and Texas A&M playing. Arkansas and Texas has a huge, long-standing, historic tradition. I've been to dedication of buildings on Arkansas's campus and heard Jerry Jones and Frank Broyles talk about 1964. We left as boys and came back as men when they went from Fayetteville to Austin. The game in 69 with President Nixon present. Missouri and Oklahoma, that's a quarter of the Big Eight that will now be in the Southeastern Conference if you really look back historically. So there are traditions that can increase by this expansion, not simply take away. They're additive, not just something that subtracts.